Today is Monday, September 14th, and this is Checking the Diary, spoken by Elsweth. So, kind of an exciting week last week. Two new bindings, two more people choosing to be part of my inner circle. They heard the public collector's invitation, went along to the private one, followed the instructions, and received their rewards. If you're curious, on the website, the collector's invitation, the files are located there. You can also find the public collector's invitation either through the podcast or going back through YouTube. It has the picture of a seal on an envelope. I won't tell you what the reward is. I will tell you it's fun. So while I was going through and researching for the next voice in the background, which should be on early access this week, very soon, I had a lot of fun with this one. I'm hoping you like it too. Most of you have caught on. I enjoy putting little puzzles into things. Don't worry, I have smutty things coming out as well. But, you know what, when I'm researching for those, which they don't really take much research, I don't go down the same fun bunny trails that the voice in the background once take me down. Oh, speaking of bunny, you guys proved him so right with the subscription thing. So anyway, thanks for making Bunny happy by going forward and subscribing. I just still think it's a little bit funny. I don't know. To me, it's funny that if I say, hey, can you subscribe, that you do. Partly because that never inspires me to subscribe. I just subscribe to things I want to see more of without being prompted. Anyway, the bunny trail is Bladywith. Now, some of you are like, oh my goodness, what is that? And probably like three of you is like, oh, I know that story. Bladywith is the name of a Welsh goddess. Good luck spelling it if you don't know Welsh. I was kind of inspired by this one by my very useful artist and his lovely owls that he sent to me. And I had to read this section to you. So I'm going to pretend this is an actual, just regular podcast, and you're going to hear me click while I find it. here we go. Sometime later, while, I don't know how to say his name, Flu, is away on business, Bladywith has an affair with Granu Pibber, the lord of, oh fuck, we're going to pretend he's the lord of oh fuck, it's not that, but I'm just so tired of mangling these Welsh words, and the two lovers conspire to murder Flu. Bladywith tricks Flu into revealing how he may be killed. Pay attention. Since he cannot be killed during the day or night, nor indoors or outdoors, neither riding nor walking, not clothed and not naked, nor by any weapon lawfully made, he reveals to her that he can only be killed at dusk, wrapped in a net, with 1 foot on a bath and one on a black goat, by a riverbank. We're not done yet. By a riverbank and by a spear, still not done, forged for a year, still not done, during the hours when everyone is at mass. And with this information, our conniving Welsh goddess, she arranges his death. I think, honestly, if I had to put that much work into it, I'd be like, oh, okay, guy, listen, I found this other dude. I kind of want to be with him. You can join in because that's fun. but I can't be bothered to kill you because it takes way too much. And I want to also argue that dusk is still part of day and part of night. Anyway, if you want to know if our goddess, Bladywith, manages to murder off Flu, you're going to have to figure out, one, how to spell her name, or his, and you're going to have to look it up yourself. If you look up incredibly difficult Welsh dude to kill, hey, it might get you right there. So, that's your cultural lesson for today. Okay, the next story segment, the bedtime reading, is going to be available. It is in the Google Drive folder. If you're a follower, just go ahead and... I think, almost positive, that the link directly to that is in one of the private posts. If not, if you can't find it, just ask me and I'll send it. I still need to, finish organizing Google Drive. I really want to organize in the sessions. I've had wonderful people ask me, where do I start? And it's like, oh, you dear person. Just start wherever. And as you listen to things again, honestly, then you'll get more and more out of them. That's just how it's gonna go. We're just whimsical. We're having fun. It's hedonistic. It's pleasure. It's good. You can't do it wrong. Like, even if you listen to Eunoia Wednesday on a Thursday, I'm not gonna hunt you down. And if I threaten to hunt you down, oh my god, half of you, maybe even more than half of you, you would do it wrong just because. The story segments, by the way, I use those as a warm-up for my voice before I do other recording. And I usually would read something else. A lot of times I was sending bits and pieces of books to Bunny. I just decided to use the story. With that said, it's not high-end professional. You'll hear me correct things if I misspeak. You'll hear my voice crack at times. You'll hear basically what I sound like when I'm working on warming up. But I figured instead of just putting randomness out there, or just reading whatever, it just made sense to use the warm-up for something fun. So, the story segments, like I said, as I finish them, they will be going directly into that folder. My plan is to always have something going in Sunday evening. So that means there is something there right now. And I think, honestly, that's about it. I will be honest with you. The new round of lockdowns, here in the UK, we've had quite a bit going on. We have restrictions on how many people can be in your house, including people from that you could have that were part of your bubble. Where my family lives in the US, it just sucks. The schools which had opened, so many of them are closing. I have other, dear family friends who live out west, and they're dealing with not only the pandemic, but also the forest fires, which, yeah, the forest fires happen regularly, but it still doesn't make it easier or even predictable. It's kind of like saying people in Tornado Alley should never get hit by a tornado, right? So, anyway, I hope you're all staying safe. I am enjoying this transition, into fall, but I would enjoy it more if, we weren't in the middle of a pandemic. And with that said, here's my nag, because I want to keep all of you around. Go get your flu shot next month, please. You can't get the flu from it. You can't get a microchip implanted in your brain by the government. The government's not that organized from it. You can probably live longer. So hey, why not try that? And for the people who are on the other side of the world, my upside down people, well done on wrapping up your flu season. It looks like it wasn't so bad for a lot of people. I'm crazy jealous that you all are going into summer. I have realized that that's basically how I should be living my life. It's just chasing spring and summer and just switching back and forth. So, okay, I hope you guys are going to have a fantastic week. I'm excited by this week's Eunoia. I do think I forgot to mention that Eunoia sessions always start on Monday and they always end on Sunday. If there is a theme, which usually I do, it runs Monday through Sunday. Because I love Monday. It's so fun to have a fresh new start then. Have a wonderful day. Bye for now.